and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and each week we bring you a classic show from radio's golden age. More laughs with Red Skelton this week start with his first show at CBS. Red Skelton was so funny that he did his audience warm-up comedy after the radio show, and it was the hottest ticket in town with many famous comedians in the audience. Enjoy the Red Skelton Show, first show on CBS, first broadcast October 2nd, 1949 on CBS.
Well, here I am. CBS, this must be the place. Yep, there's a big sign that says, Tide presents Red Skelton. Tide. Boy, all I got to say is it better be good this year or Tide's in and Skelton's out.
The Red Skelton Program, brought to you by Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family's wash, Tide. With Red Skelton, Dave Rose, the Four Knights, Marine Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth, and John Holbrook will be me, Rod O'Connor. Busy and nervous at his home, we find MGM's answer to Mighty Joe Young. Red Skelton.
Well, Rod O'Connor.
Gee, Red, it's good to see you. Let me take a look at you. Gosh, you haven't changed a bit.
Yeah, well, okay, put me down, will you? You look good, too, Rod.
Well, I feel good, too. I've lost a few pounds.
You mean you have investments in England? Hey, I hear that every afternoon at 4, they serve tea and half-pound cake now. I went over to England this summer. I wanted to see what the American dollar looked like. Sneaks up on you, didn't it, huh?
Well, how do you feel about going to a new network?
Well, I'm a little nervous.
Well, you're always nervous. You should see a psychiatrist.
Oh, you kidding? Anybody who sees a psychiatrist ought to have his head examined. Well, there's a brilliant remark.
You're not really that nervous.
I'm not, huh? Last night I put my pants to bed and I hung over the chair all night.
Well, okay, I'll help you dress. Where do you keep your shorts?
In the third drawer.
Clean shirts?
Third drawer.
Your suit?
In the third drawer.
Well, how come you keep all your clothes in one drawer?
You're married. Stop asking silly questions.
Well, come on now and get dressed. You know, you promised to stop by and pick up the Four Knights.
Oh, yeah. Did you know that they're going to night school now?
No. What are they studying?
Hydramatics.
Hydramatics?
Oh, no.
No. What?
Yeah, they're studying hydramatics.
Hydramatics?
Yeah. That's in case anything goes wrong, they'll know how to shift for themselves. Well, come on, let's get down to CBS. My car's stacked up in the backyard here.
Okay.
Hey, Rod, you sit in the back. There's more room.
Okay.
Oh! What's the matter? Oh, thanks. I've been looking for that oil can for a month now. Hey, do you know how to get to CBS?
For sure.
Okay. Uh-oh. Here comes that nasty old neighbor of mine, that Mrs. Fussy. Let's get out.
Mr. Skelton!
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't talk now, Mrs. Fussy. I'm on the air.
That, Mr. Skelton, is why we can't get rid of the smog in Los Angeles. Your jokes are lousing up a metropolis. I don't know what connections you have, but if the truth were known, I'll bet you a vice squad telephone that the only way you ever got on CBS was through Mickey Cohen.
Oh. Miss Fussy, look.
Mr. Skelton, I don't have to take that kind of talk from you. And would you mind standing in the shade? The sun is over my house, and you're getting some of it on you.
But look,
I'm warning you. If you get a tan from my son, when you peel, you'd better give the skin back to me.
Oh, really, now,
Don't you ever stop talking. And another thing. While you were gone this summer, I found some of your aunts taking sugar from my kitchen and putting it in a hole in your yard. Oh, how sneaky can you get? My husband. husband Jessup were only here.
You had a husband?
Now, what kind of a slurring remark was that? You don't think I could attract a man?
Oh, sure you could. You've got everything that a man wants. Muscles, mustache.
Well, that does it. I'll get up a petition. And to think I was so happy when I heard you were going to CBS. I thought they meant China, Burma, and Saipan.
You know, I think I'm winning her over.
Oh, here come the four knights.
Yeah, sounds more like the four horsemen.
Hiya, fellas.
Come on, get in the car. We're late. Hey, what are you guys going to sing on the show?
Do the huckabuck. You do the huckabuck. And do 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 do. And if you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. You throw your partner out, and then you hunch your back. And start a little movement in your sacroiliac. You wiggle like a snake, and waddle like a duck. And that's the way you do it when you do the huckabuck. Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low. Grab your baby, then go.
Oh, well, then you do the huckabuck. You do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. You push your partner out, and then you hunt your back. You start a little movement in the sacroiliac. You wave your life, you walk like a duck. That's the way you do when you do the huckabuck.
Yeah!
Well, you wiggle like a snake, you waddle like a duck. That's the way you do the huckleback.
Oh, that was slow, fellas. But it doesn't sound as pretty as John Holbrook speaking of the nation's number one wash day product, Tide.
You know, the way you women have taken Tide and made it the largest selling wash day product in America almost overnight is pretty amazing. But then Procter & Gamble's Tide is pretty amazing in itself. For Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap, cleaner than any other suds, cleaner than any other washing product known. You see, Tide, unlike soap, removes both dirt and soap film, too. And that's important to cleaner clothes. Yet with all this miracle cleaning power, Tide is truly safe for all your washable colors. In fact, Tide actually brightens soap-dulled colors. And Tide washes white things beautifully. In hardest water, Tide gets sheets, towels, shirts whiter than anything else you can buy. No wonder you women are buying more Tide than any other wash day product in America. Because no soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide.
Tide is dirt. Out Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
Well, here's CBS. You go park the car, Rod, and I'll go in and get the rehearsal started.
What studio are we in?
I don't know. Find out at the information desk.
Where's the information desk?
I don't know. Ask the information desk. Sponsors, kid, or no sponsors, kid, that 8-year-old writer has got to go.
Okay. I'll see you as soon as I park the car.
Okay. Hey, just a minute. Stop that car, Ray. Stop that car. Where do you think you're going?
Well, I'm going to park this car.
Yeah, you and who else? This is CBS employees only. That's one of the reasons that Mr. Binney came over here, you know. Free parking.
Well, you don't understand. You see, I work here. I'm an announcer.
That's a likely story. If you're an announcer, where's your dictionary? Look, I see talent coming in and out of here all day long, but you just don't look right to me for some reason. You just don't look right. I've seen people, but you just don't look right. I could tell if you was an announcer because I used to be one myself.
I don't think you were an announcer.
Oh, no? Well, get a load of this. What now, brown towel?
Well, look, I've got to get into rehearsal. Will you please park my car?
Well, you'll have to wait. From 12 to 3 is my lunch hour, you know.
12 to 3?
Oh, yes. Got to have dessert, you know.
Well, then maybe you'd better let me park it myself.
No, you look like a nice guy. I'll park it for you.
Well, thank you.
Now, when you come out, it'll be between that Buick and that Oldsmobile there. Those Buicks, they got those little holes on the side. You couldn't breathe in here.
You know, I could have you fired for wrecking my car.
Oh, no, you can't.
Oh, yes, I can.
Oh, no, you can't, because I don't work here.
Now I know why stars have nervous breakdowns. Boy, get a load of that crowd. Pardon me. Pardon me, cowboy.
Just a minute, fella. After all, I'm waiting to get in, too. So stop your pushing. I'm from Texas. Texas Deadeye, they call me.
Texas? Are you an oil man?
I sell more oil than Texaco. I've got the exclusive contract to furnish all the oil for George Raft's heir.
Well, if you're so wealthy, why are you standing out in this no-ticket line eating a sandwich?
Well, this gets me. Ask me again. Now, get this.
Why are you eating a sandwich?
I'm hungry. That boy has got to go. Would you like a bite of my sandwich? It's awful good. I made it myself. Raisin bread, mustard, liver sausage, Limburger cheese, chopped onion, garlic salt, and a little pinch of Airwick. You see, the Airwick gives you the courage to walk up to it, you see. That Limburger is so strong. Did you know that I put some Limburger cheese in the trap? Caught the mouse backing into it? Wouldn't care for a bite, would you?
Well, no, thanks. I have to do a broadcast.
Oh, you're on the radio, huh? What show?
Red Skelton.
Please, I'm eating.
Why don't you go back to Texas?
I intend to, just as soon as the smoke thins out and I can find where the railroad station is. Well, I'll see you later, Yankee.
They have more characters in these no-ticket lines than we do in the show.
Look.
I'm very sorry.
You got to let me. I got a show to do in a few minutes. Please.
Hey, Red, what's the trouble?
All this hangover from Army red tape won't let me through without a pass.
That is correct. Yeah. Everyone must have a pass.
I told you I'm Red Skelton.
We've never heard of you around here.
I know. I've been over on
NBC. Say those words around here. Wash your mouth out with mutual.
Well, I'm sorry. But...
Now, please move on and stop wasting my time. Yeah. We are not auditioning new programs.
New? New?
Yes.
My boy, I've been in radio since I remember when Kate Smith started to get the moon over the mountain. Why, I knew Widder Brown's husband. How do I get a pass to get in this joint?
You'll have to see Mr. Mason.
Yeah, well, how do I see him?
Through Mr. Ross.
Well, how do I see Mr. Ross?
You'll have to see Mr. Paley.
Well, how do I see Mr. Paley?
Nobody sees Mr. Paley.
Look, it so happens
Oh, why argue with him, Red? Let's go across the street and have a cup of coffee and let him look for us.
Yeah, okay.
If I can be of any further help to you, just let me know.
Turn blue. Let's sit here, Rod.
Okay. Hey, get a load of that waitress.
Well, here's the menu, boys. Look it over, and I'll be right back.
Mighty Joe Young's mother.
Yeah. At the Boston Tea Party, she was one of the bags they threw overboard. No, I'm kidding. She's really a beautiful girl. Beautiful hair down her back. Not on her head, but plenty down her back. Here she comes, here she comes.
Hi, y'all. You cute little old boy. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, I don't know. What do y'all got in mind?
Coffee?
Yeah.
Cream?
Yeah.
Sugar?
Yeah.
Cotton sauces?
No, bring it over in a napkin. We'll wring it out. My first show on CBS goes on in a half hour, and here I am sitting drinking coffee.
Oh, relax. They'll come looking for us.
You sure?
Sure. I've got the Tide commercials in my pocket.
Well, don't you let them have them unless they take us, too.
Oh, stop worrying.
Well, here you are, boy. Two napkins soaked in coffee.
Hey, get a load of these two guys in the spiffy uniform.
Yeah, they're CBS pages.
Yeah? One of them's a big fat guy like you, and the other one is built nice and thin like me.
What do you got in mind?
Well, if we could get into the studio with those uniforms, you understand? Okay, Rod, let's go someplace where we can change into these uniforms. Here, we'll change in this phone booth here.
Okay, but it's a pretty tight squeeze.
Yeah.
I could just barely sit in it.
Yeah, well, throw those phone books out. They're hanging right where you need the most room. There, now, hurry up. Hurry up now.
While I've got it on, how do I look? Do I look like a CBS guide?
Nope.
What do I look like?
You want some peanuts?
No, stop kidding. How do I look?
It's okay if you like a bare midriff like that. Sure fits you tight, don't it?
Yeah, so don't stand in front of me. I might have to breathe and you'll get a face full of brass buttons.
Hey, let's get over to the studio and I'll try to act like real pages. Sneer a lot. Well, at least we made it to the lobby now, so they won't get wise and throw us out, Rod. You handle the ticket line and I'll go find our studio.
But there aren't any people out there, Red.
There will be. It's starting to rain. Well, at last, I found my studio.
Dave, David Rose, it's almost time to let the audience into the studio. Will you please run through your American hoedown once more?
Thank you.
Today, there are a great many really good wash day products for sale. So naturally, we're pretty proud that you women are buying more of Procter & Gamble's Tide than any other wash day product in America. It shows that Tide really lives up to this promise. Tide will get your clothes cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known. You see, unlike soap, Tide removes both dirt and soap film. Yet with all this amazing cleaning power, Tide is truly safe for all your washable colors. In fact, Tide actually brightens soap-dulled colors. And in hardest water, Tide gets white things whiter than any other washing product known. So try Tide. You'll get oceans of suds, suds that look and feel different. And you'll see why Tide is outselling all other wash day products in America. No soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide.
Well, now, a listener can't complain about a short commercial like that.
Hey! Hey, Red! Red, where have you been?
Huh?
What's the uniform gag?
This is no gag. It's the only way I can get into CBS.
Well, where's Rod?
He's outside holding down the no-ticket line. Get somebody to go get him. I'll be over in the dressing room. We'll run through this thing.
Okay, fellas, take five. Have your tickets ready for the Red Skelton Show. Doors open in 10 minutes.
Mommy! 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 Maybe this policeman has seen her. Hey, mister. Hey, mister, you're in the monkey.
Have your tickets ready.
Mister.
Only Tide box tops will be accepted.
Maybe a quick shot from my atomic beam shooter will get this balloon's attention here. Well, there, I got it. There. Now, I'll get it here. Let's see. Now, first, I got to load it. Where's my can of beans? Here. There. Loaded. Now, I will aim it at him. Oh, brother, now pull the trigger. What a bean shooter! What a bean shooter! Boy, if he didn't have his mouth open, that slab of pork and it hit him right in the puss.
Hey, little boy.
Hmm?
Why did you splatter me with that can of beans?
Oh, I don't know.
Who brought you here?
Well, they stayed at the stork brought me, but I know better. I know better. Yes. Bargain basement. Sears and Roebuck, they got me.
I'll bet you're lost.
No, I'm not. I'm not lost. I'm not lost. I'm right here. My mummy's lost.
Well, we'll find her. What's she like?
Well, my mummy is the strangest person you have ever seen in your life. She is so strange. She's tall, short, fat, and skinny.
She can't be short and tall and fat and skinny.
I told you she was strange. Yes, sir. Oh, look, a little bucket of sand here.
Now, little boy, get out of there. That's for cigarette butts.
Well, I ain't digging for gold.
Come on, now, we'll try and find your mother.
Yeah, I want my mummy. Oh, my mummy.
No, 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 I wouldn't cry like that.
Well, everybody has their own technique.
Maybe I'd better get a policeman to help you find your
mother.
Oh,
no, 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 no. I beg you, on me scrubby widow knees. My bony widow knees. Don't call the policeman. I got a record. I'm a 2-time loser. Did you be up to the river to the reform school? And just when I'm getting in good with Mickey.
Well, come on in the studio now while I look for your mother.
Okay, okay. Hey, what kind of studio is this? Is this an artist studio? Where's the models? Where's the models?
No, this is CBS, radio studio.
Oh, yes, radio. Well, I'm a television fan myself. Only I can't watch it. It hurts me with the eyes.
It does?
Yeah, I'm sitting there watching Hopalong Cassidy and get dust in them all the time. Where are we at now?
We're inside the studio.
Oh, really? What's that stack of tin cans on that table
there? That's part of the sound effects.
Really? Do tell. Do tell. What's these stacks of papers here?
Oh, those are the scripts.
Oh.
Now, don't touch a thing.
Oh, no, no.
You stay here, and I'll go look for your mother.
Oh, sure. That trusting old soul lady. Oh, poor simple soul.
Now, I'll be right back.
Well, okay. Well, here I is, all alone. I do hope this network knows what that means. Well, I think I'll put on a widow show for myself. First, I got to have some music. So I'm going to play this drum with my feet. Well, I really put my foot in it that time. Oh, too bad I can't read. But anyway, I'll just take some of these scripts. And I will mix them all up and shuffle them like my pop does when he plays canasta, you know. You play canasta, just shuffle them up. The script's real good. Now, oh, look at all the stuff on the table here. Bells, pots, pans, everything. Well, I guess as well give them a whirl, too. Can't play favorite, you know.
be some enchanted net house.
Junior!
But don't yell, you scared me too, goodness.
What are you doing?
Well, it's about time you showed up to find out. Believe me, where have you been? Nipping again someplace?
Junior,
sneaking a beer or something?
I've been watching television.
I knew it. Been nipping again.
Junior, what are you doing up on that stage? Hmm? Come down here before someone catches you and hurts his hand hitting you over the head.
You sure don't love me, don't you?
Do you realize you've done a terrible job?
Well,
here?
I could have done better if I'd had more time.
When I get you home, Junior, I'll fix your wagon.
Well, it's about time. It's been broken now for 2 weeks.
I mean your red one.
Oh.
Come here to me.
No, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. You hit me. You hit me. You slapped me, silly. You slapped me. You broke me with a jaw. You broke me jaw. You slapped me, silly. I can't talk.
You're talking now.
I thought I heard voices.
Now, that's just a sample, young man. Now, let's get out of here before Mr. Skelton catches
us. Okay.
Come on, hurry.
One.
Well, I'll be glad when this first show's over.
Yeah.
Hey, Red, what happened? This place is a wreck.
Oh, no. Look, everything's messed up. Look at the scripts.
Red, it's airtime. What are we going to do?
Well, I don't know. I guess we'll just have to ad-lib a show or a guest. Tell them to hurry and let the audience into the studio.
They're already in.
Well, they're awful quiet.
I'll take a peek, see if there's anybody. Hey, there's only one guy sitting out there.
Well, audience or no audience, we're going to do a show. Run up the curtain.
Run up the curtain? What do you think I look like, a monkey?
I'll give you $10 you show me that. Run up the curtain. That boy has got to go.
Well, good evening, fella. I'm sorry we don't have a larger crowd, but since you were nice enough to show up, why, we've decided to do the entire show just for you.
That's fine. But make it snappy, because I'm Mr. Paley, and I've got to check the shows on another network.
Thanks for being with us, and until next Sunday...
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening. And if your stores don't have Tide, keep asking for it, because they sell so fast they can't keep it on the shelf. Thanks for buying more and more of that wash day miracle, Tide.
Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
Here's an amazing offer from New Dream, the shampoo that gives a complete hair beauty routine.
It's really exciting. Right now, when you try this sensational New Dream, you can get a lovely beauty curl hairbrush. It has a clear plastic handle, real nylon bristles, and it's the new small size, perfect for brushing short hairdos.
What a hair beauty bargain. A medium-sized bottle of New Dream packed with this smart beauty curl hairbrush. Together, they're actually worth $1.19. But you get them both for only 69 cents. This amazing offer is good for a limited time only, so hurry. Ask for yours at any cosmetic counter where they carry New Dream shampoo.
We invite you to join us again for the Red Skelton Show next Sunday. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
You're listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web with your host, Justine Ward. Next, we have another episode with Red Skelton amusing himself outdoors. This time he goes to the beach where it is cool and overcast. That has been the weather on the coast this year, too, and lots of people come to the beach to cool off. In those days, there was a big amusement park near the beach in Santa Monica, so enjoy the ride. The Red Skelton Show, Red Goes to the Beach, first broadcast April 16, 1950 on CBS.
I got another one. You want to hear another one?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Sing a song of new tide, rinsing is passé. Tide the new discovery floats worst day blues away. T-I-G-E, tide.
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the largest selling wash day product in America, proudly presents the Red Skelton Program.
Welcome.
With Red Skelton, David Rose's orchestra, our singing stars, the Four Knights, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth, and John Holbrook will be me, Rod O'Connor. And now here is Procter & Gamble's star buffoon and Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's clown, Red Skelton.
T-I-D. Hey, Fred, turn that vacuum cleaner off till I finish my breakfast, will you? This is the third time you've vacuumed my Wheaties right out of the syrup here.
Oh, have you finished eating us yet?
No, I haven't. And open up that bag and give me back my toast and orange juice. You know, you're really reckless the way you handle that vacuum. Yesterday you tried to vacuum the birdcage with it, and now we've got the only canary in the world with a bare midriff.
Well, I cleaned the cage with the vacuum again today.
Now, where's the canary?
I don't know, but we've got the only vacuum cleaner on the block that whistles while it works.
Oh, that's cute, that's cute. No place for it here, but it's cute. You know, this place is really dirty. I start cleaning my house, see, and I open up the vacuum cleaner, and there was so much dirt in it, I got an offer from Senator Johnson. Hey, did you hear about Senator Johnson? He was on an airplane, and he says, I think I'll throw a $20 bill out the window with my name on it, and some farmer will find it and make him happy. So the guy sitting next to him says, why don't you throw $21 bills out the window and make 20 people happy? The pilot says, why don't you jump out the window and make everybody happy? Uh-oh, lost $5.
Oh, Mr. Skelton.
Hey, how's your house cleaning coming?
Oh, Mr. Skelton, I've been working just like a little beaver.
Oh, I noticed your teeth were worn down around the edges.
He should have been born a comedian, really.
Yeah. You see, you can't embarrass people like that. At least I was born. That's one. That's more we can say for you. We dug him out of the La Brea tar pit. You know?
Now, Mr. Skelton, you shouldn't talk so snide to your house boy.
Boy, get a load of the boy, will you? He used to be a babysitter for Cain and Abel.
Well, I've got to get back to my house cleaning.
Yeah, hey, have you been sweeping dirt under the rug again?
Why, certainly not. What made you say that?
Well, the rug is closer to the ceiling than it is to the floor. And yesterday, a dog came in and tried to bury a bone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I have nothing to finish that with, so carry on.
Sorry, I said. Look, I thought you were going to help me with the spring house cleaning.
Oh, is that what you thought?
I thought, yeah.
Well, I'll turn a page and see if I'm going to help you or not. I'll help you just as soon as I finish reading the morning paper. Is it here?
Yeah. Wait till you read about those new traffic signals on Wilshire Boulevard.
Oh?
Instead of stop and go, they say, ready, aim, hit him.
Now, right here I had a nice answer, but the censor took it out. Yeah. Hey, it says that there's millions of people going down to the beach. It's really nice down there, you know. Weather man says it's even going to be nicer today. I wonder if Rod O'Connor would like to go to the beach with me.
I sure would, Red.
You see, we're a little long, and we just cut out 3 pages.
Right? Here. You promised you wouldn't ad-lib tonight, so read what's there.
Okay. Red, comma, parenthesis.
No.
As if though he's happy to see O'Connor, parenthesis. Gee, it's good to see you, exclamation mark. I do exactly what they tell me, you know.
Hiya, Fred.
Yeah.
No, I say, how do, Mr. Connor? Tell me, how's the missus?
Oh, she's burning up.
Oh? I'm supposed to be home washing the windows.
You sneaked out, huh?
No, I fell out. Luckily, I was washing the downstairs window.
Yeah, sure is. You'd fallen from that upstairs window, you'd have left a crater in the ground.
Fred, why are you always talking about how fat I am? I'm not fat.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll never mention any more. What's that big tarpaulin rolled up in the back of your car there?
Those are my bathing trunks.
Well, lucky you don't wear the tops, old boy.
Well, come on, let's go to the beach. I'm just dying to take a dip in the ocean.
Oh, who, me?
At least I can swim.
Huh?
I say, at least I can swim and you can't.
Well, there you are. See, I had something to say there, but it's gone now. Now I'll refer to you as being fat again. I'll take you down to the beach and sell you for shade space. Lucky can swim, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, don't say that about me, you know. I just can't swim out here. It so happens that the stroke I use doesn't fit the water they've got out here. Well, it's not what it says, but I'll have to do.
Mr. Scouting.
Hey, is there any way we can turn back the clock and start all over?
Yes. I've got your bathing trunks here for you.
Okay. Mm,
what a clever idea. Built-in water wings.
Yeah.
Well, that's, sure, yeah.
Hey, I better check and see if I've got everything here. Suntan oil, towel, portable radio, sunglasses, telescope.
Telescope?
Yeah, you see, I look through the wrong end, and it keeps the girls away from me.
I thought your physique did that.
Yeah? Let's go down to the beach, huh?
All right, turn on the portable radio.
Yeah.
If we're going swimming in the ocean, we ought to find out about the tide.
Oh, yeah. I hope we don't miss John Holbrook's tide report. Turn on the radio.
For you youngsters who don't remember, you are listening to radio.
You want to bet?
That's television with your eyes closed. In a moment, we will bring you Sudsy John Holbrook with his tide reports. But first, here are the four knights backed up by David Rose and his orchestra, who in turn are backed up by James Petrillo, who backs up for nobody. Their song is Coming Home.
By and by and by, I'm gonna lay down this heavy load. No more whiskey, no more gin. I've got religion and I'm through with sin. No more poker, no more dice. I'm heaven bound and I'm free from vice. And oh Lord, I'm coming, coming home. Yes Lord, I'm coming, coming home. Oh Lord, I'm coming, coming home. I've laid my burden down, ready now for to wear my crown. Oh Lord, I'm coming, coming home.
Well, you play with Satan and you play with sin.
No use talking, Satan bound to win.
The parson says it's a sin to dance.
I ain't never gonna take that chance. Cause, oh Lord, I'm coming, coming home. Yes, Lord, I'm coming, coming home.
Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, I'm coming, coming home.
To glory, cause
I done laid my burden down. Ready now for to wear my crown.
Wash day miracles are something you women have come to expect from Tide. But this latest Tide miracle has amazed even you. For Procter & Gamble's Tide now gets clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. How can that be? Well, Tide gets the dirt out of clothes and keeps it suspended in the wash water. When you wring out the water, the dirt goes too. You can take your clothes right from the wringer and hang them up fresh and white and clean. Yes, clean. It's already history the way Tide gets clothes clean with rinsing. Gets them cleaner than any other washing product known. Now try that same wonderful Tide without rinsing. And when you do and compare the results, I guarantee you'll be delighted. Your clothes will be amazingly fresh, clean, and white. Another pleasant result is the time and work you save. And remember, the Tide you pick up from your dealer's shelf today in the same familiar package gives you a dazzling clean wash without rinsing.
Tide's in. Dirt out. T-I-D-E. Tide.
Thought they said it was going to be nice down here at the beach. It's so foggy I can't see a thing. Hey, we come to the ocean yet, Rod?
I don't know. Roll down the window and see.
Okay. Hey, we've overshot the beach. Back up. Woo!
Boy, that was close.
Yeah, I'll get that flounder out of my hat here, will you? Hey, too bad we didn't bring along a box of Tide. We could rinse out a few things.
Well, fog or no fog, I'm going swimming.
Yeah, look at this weather. And the weatherman said it was going to be balmy today. He must have been talking about himself. Look, it's so foggy down the beach that the seagulls are hitchhiking. They've been grounded.
Yeah, it's really thick.
Yeah.
A barracuda just swam over my head.
Your tongue's a little thick, yes, too, isn't it?
Hey, Red, help me get the towels and stuff out of the car.
Hmm?
Red.
Huh?
Hey, Red.
What?
Where are you?
Oh. Wait, I'll light a match and find out.
Well, stay right where you are. I'll try and feel my way over to you. Just felt an ear. Is that you, Red? Red, is that you? Well, say something.
Let's not get nosy, Bob.
Willie, oh, Lumpum.
Let go of my ear.
What are you doing down here at the beach?
I work for the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce.
Really?
Well, not really. They think I am.
What's your job with the Chamber of Commerce?
I am a fog belittler. See, I hang around the beach when some wise guy comes up and starts popping off about the fog and say how foggy it is. And I have him investigated.
Well, you're going to have a lot of work on your hands today.
Right.
So foggy you can't see your nose in front of your face.
I can't see my hands in front of my face. You know why?
Why?
They're in my pocket. I can see my nose, though. It lights up, you know. I've switched the coil now, of course. I believe the fog is lifting a little. I do believe it's lifting. Now it is lifting. You can see the smog now.
Well, I think I'll take a swim. How's the water?
Mm-hmm.
I said, how's the water?
Oh, I don't know. I always take mine straight.
I'm talking about the ocean. Haven't you been in yet today?
No, not today. They just let me out this morning.
What did they pick you up for this time?
Well, I was driving down Sunset Boulevard on the wrong side, and they get mad just because I'm on the wrong side.
The wrong side of the street?
The wrong side of the car. You see, the guy who was driving must have gotten out along the way somewhere. I looked around. I couldn't find the steering wheel. I thought somebody stole it. And do you know where it was?
No, where?
In the front seat.
Willie, why do you act this way? Before you pull those crazy stunts, you might consider your wife.
I should have considered her before we got married. To avoid quite a tragedy, you know. They always say two can never keep as one. They're right. She's one. I'm nothing. She only married me to break me of my bad habits. She broke me, but I still got my bad habits.
Don't you love your wife, Willie?
Oh, yes. I love the ground she tramples me on. Only trouble we have is her mother, my wife's mother. Mm-hmm. I should have known I was going to have trouble with her, because when I walked in, I said, I got two tickets for our honeymoon in Niagara Falls. And she says, two tickets? What's the matter, Willie boy? Aren't you going with it? Oh, that's just about all I can take. Just about all I can take. Just about all.
You mean your mother-in-law?
No, I am speaking about you. Now that the fog has lifted, I can see you much plainer, and you just don't look right. You just don't look right. I said it before, I say it again, boy. You just don't look right. I'm going to crawl out here. I'll see you later, boy.
Hey, Willie, look out. There's a wave coming in.
What? Ooh. Oh! Help! I can't swim! I'm going down for the third time!
Open your eyes. You're laying on the beach.
Killjoy.
Hey, Rob.
Yes?
Hey, come on. Let's go home. I'll never be able to get a tan down here.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
Look who's coming down the beach.
Who?
Polly the Panhandler.
Oh, the Esther Williams of Valley Forge.
Why does she wear that old fur coat?
Oh, what do you mean? That's a plush mule. That's a real flea breeder. That coat is so old that the fleas are sending the moths relief packages.
Howdy, gents.
Yeah?
You boys ain't trying to cut in on my beachcombing, are you? I was here first.
You were probably here before the Indian. Hey, have you picked up anything worthwhile on the beach?
Well, last summer I found a 10-carat diamond ring, but I returned it to its owner.
Oh?
How did you find the owner?
Well, he just jumped up when I tried to lift it off his finger.
Polly, how can you stoop to stealing?
Oh, I can't anymore. My back just won't take it.
Hey, you really slipped, haven't you?
No, I just looked that way, 'cause my girdle's shot. I sure would like to take a swim, but I just ain't the bathing beauty type anymore.
No.
The years sure have loused up my figure. I tried on one of them French bathing suits, and I looked like the revolution broke out again.
Well, beauty isn't everything. In fact, with you, it's absolutely nothing. But we like you.
Oh, you should have seen me when I was a silent picture star.
Oh?
Yeah. Every time I went in the water, every lifeguard on the beach would try to rescue me. Now, when I go for a swim, they lay down bets to see who can harpoon me first.
harpoon you. There's a whale of a joke. Hey, what are you looking for?
Hey, you wouldn't happen to have a corkscrew on you, would you?
Corkscrew?
I'd like to straighten the seams in my sweat socks.
No.
Polly, how come you never got married?
Oh, now, don't underestimate me, youngster. Only last night, a very distinguished man popped the question to me.
Oh?
Yeah, he said, guilty or not guilty?
Well, at least you're still being courted.
Yeah. That ain't so funny.
No?
Say, you wouldn't happen to have any sandpaper on you, would you?
Oh?
I'd like to remove my lipstick. This chem tone really stays on.
Well, you really like to rough it, don't you?
Huh? Yeah.
It's getting a little chilly, Polly. You better start for home.
No. I think I'll stick around and dig for a few clams.
Well, stop digging in my pockets. What's with you, anyhow?
Oh, now, don't get me wrong, Dimples. I was only checking in your wallet to see if Harry overlooked anything.
No, he didn't even overlook the lining this time.
Well, I guess I gotta start hitchhiking back to town.
Oh?
Yeah. This afternoon, I'm getting a tryout as a bat girl with the Hollywood baseball team. Well, keep in touch, young
girl. Goodbye, Polly. Goodbye, Polly.
Wonder what she looked like when she was a girl.
Probably like a little boy.
I got an idea.
What?
How about going over to the amusement pier and having some fun?
No, let's go over to the Kaminsky Dance Hall. Dave Rose and his orchestra is going to play Horace Toccata.
Tide gets clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. Now, that's a startling statement, but it is true, and you can prove it. Just wash your clothes with Procter & Gamble's Tide. Then, don't rinse. Just wring out your clothes. And, lady, they're ready for the line. That's because Tide gets the dirt out of your clothes and keeps it suspended in the wash water. Your wringer takes out both water and dirt. Your wash is fresh, white, clean. Now, you know that with rinsing, Tide gets your clothes cleaner than any other washing product known. And now, try that same wonderful Tide without rinsing. You'll be amazed. And you'll save time and work. So buy Tide. You'll find there's a new giant economy-size package on your dealer's shelf. And remember, all the Tide on your dealer's shelf right now in the same familiar package will wash clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. So try Tide tomorrow.
Gee, coming to the pier... The amusement fair makes you feel like a kid again.
Yeah, well, stop sucking your thumb and read the lines right, will you? Hey, here's something I'd like to try. It's a little machine that you test your strength with your grip here.
Okay, I'll put a nickel in it for
okay.
you.
Okay, thing only registers to 200. I better not squeeze it too hard. I might break it.
Well, go ahead, grab the handle and start testing your grip.
Okay, watch this. One hand. Both hands. I think it's broken. It don't register.
Yes, yes, it does. You've got it up almost to zero.
Thing's out of order.
Pardon me, gentlemen. Could I try this contraption?
It's busted, Grandma Moses. Why aren't you home painting little barns?
Just stand aside while I flex my muscles.
Yeah?
I've got to wake up my corpuscles.
Look, hey, I tell you, it's busted, lady. It won't even budge.
Well,
something out of your teeth or what is it?
I guess I'll have a try at it.
It only goes to 250 and she took it up to 275.
They don't call me the Lydia Pinkham kid for nothing. Now let's see, which way is the weightlifting concession?
Why, it's right over there.
Hey, Red.
Hey, you know, I had an uncle once was a weightlifter.
Really?
Yeah, he used to go to a department store, lift something, never wait to pay for it. Well, sorry I said that.
Hey, Red, there's Junior and his mother over there tossing baseballs with milk bottles.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, I'm going over and say hello.
All right, now, come on, Junior. You've thrown enough baseballs.
No, no, I want to get the prize. I want to get me a Cupid doll.
But you don't get a Cupid doll. You didn't knock any of the bottles down.
Look, either I get a Cupid doll or I am going into one of my hysterical acts, you know, Operation Betty Davis.
Enough. Now, come along.
No.
Yeah, kid, take a puff.
Look, if I had a powder wise guy, I'd blow up this joint. Now, are you going to get me a Cupid doll, or is you not going to get me a Cupid doll?
Not unless you can knock the milk bottles down.
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, I'll try it again.
It'll cost you a dime.
Oh, I don't have a dime. Brother, I'm flatter than this next joke coming up. None of my baby teeth have come out lately. Can I put it... Can I put it on the cuff? Could I put it on the cuff, throw the ball?
Junior, put that baseball down. Don't throw it!
Oh, he broke my Cupid doll.
Well, then hand over a milk bottle.
That'll cost you just $10, lady.
Oh, here's your $10. Come along, Junior. I'm taking you home.
No, I want to ride on the roller coaster.
No, absolutely not.
Look now, kiddo, either you let me ride on that roller coaster or else.
Or else what?
Or else this. Hurry, hurry, step right up. Place your bets with the only lady bookie on the pier.
Junior, now stop that. You're making a scene.
So what? So what? I might be discovered for television. This is lousy enough.
I'd like to get my hands on the mailman who delivered that lonely hearts letter from your father.
Yeah. Well.
Well, look who's here. Junior and his mother.
Well, all the nerve you got to come around here, blubber boy. What you trying to do? Put the fat lady in the sideshow out of business? You big oversized bubble.
Why did you call me an oversized bubble?
You know why.
Why?
I'm not going to tell you, because you know.
Paul, please.
If I try to tell you, you'll beat me to it.
No, I won't.
I called him the way I see him.
Really, Ron, I don't know what to do with Junior.
You don't?
No.
Were the oceans so handy?
You better watch out what you suggest around here. I'll tell my papa on you, and he can lick you, boy.
Oh, sure. All right, Junior. You tell your dad I'll meet him in the alley tonight.
Yeah, well, could you make it tomorrow night? He's going to be busy licking me tonight. Hey, did you hear me pop her name on the radio last night?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you don't listen to police calls, huh?
Junior, Father's name has never been on the police calls.
Oh, no. His name has been missing on the police radio so many times, you'd think he was their sponsor.
We better start for home. I don't want you to miss your afternoon whipping.
Yeah. Hmm? No, no, no. I'll be good. I'll be good. Besides, I want to go ride on the merry-go-round.
Well.
Oh, let him ride the merry-go-round,
yeah.
Marine.
Yeah, let him ride.
Give us a good excuse for riding
on
it,
give us
too.
Only excuse.
I'll get the ticket.
All right. Get the ticket.
Now, let's hurry, Junior. The merry-go-round's about to start again.
Okay.
Here, I'll take your hand.
Here, don't walk so fast. Don't walk so fast. I feel silly when my feet don't touch the ground, you know.
Well, we're all set. Now, let's grab a horse.
There's only two empty horses left.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah. Well, Junior, you just wait for Rod and me over there.
Yeah, kid, we'll wave to you every time we ride by.
There ought to be some way to outlaw grown-ups. Big stingy bum.
Here we go, Junior.
Boy, this is fun. Wish you were here.
Yes. Pretty hard to tell which is the horse. Well, here I am, all alone, unprotected again. I wonder if the world is aware of this fact. Oh, the guy that runs the merry-go-round has just left the controls for a smoke. I wonder what would happen if I moved the widow lever up just a little there. Well, there's only one way to find out. Oh, now it's going faster, boy. Well, I might as well give him the money's worth. I'll push it all the way. Why, look at everybody getting off of them horses, boy. Look at them scatter. Look at them scatter. Hold on, don't let it through you, kiddo.
Junior, slow it down.
Oh! Hey! Old Fatso bit the dust. A nice takeoff, Mummy, but your landing was pretty lousy.
You just wait until I get my hands on you.
Oh, boy, it looks like we're going to have another homey evening at our house tonight. Everybody watching television warming their hands on me.
Thanks for being with us, and until next Sunday...
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening, and thanks for buying more and more of the Wash Day Miracle Tide.
Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide. Now for beautiful natural softness, exciting natural sheen. Don't just wash your hair, condition it with New Dream.
It's here, a shampoo that conditions your hair. Conditions your hair to natural softness, natural sheen. It's New Dream Shampoo, now with beauty conditioner. No other shampoo has this new beauty conditioner. It's an exclusive cleansing agent found only in gentle New Dream.
Don't just wash your hair, condition it with New Dream.
New Dream Shampoo, now with beauty conditioner. Try it.
Join us again next Sunday for the Red Skelton Show. We wish to thank the readers of Radio Mirror Magazine for voting the Red Skelton Show the best comedy program of the year, as shown in the current issue. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This program is a copyrighted feature. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
You have been listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe at no charge through Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or RSS. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you can join us again next week for another hour of entertainment from the golden age of radio. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying, so long for a while.